Hello, everyone, and welcome back to The Rundown, your quick stop for the biggest entertainment news you might have missed last week from the Front Row Network on NPR Illinois. Kicking it off this week is the news that AMC will be reopening 100 theaters across the U.S. on August 20th, and as a promotional campaign, will offer movies at $19.20 prices of 15 cents per ticket. The reduced prices will only be good for the reopening day of August 20th. The Crown has found their final actor to take on the iconic role of Prince Philip in their fifth and sixth seasons, and veteran actor Jonathan Pryce. Pryce joins Matt Smith and Tobias Menzies to play the Duke of Edinburgh on the popular Netflix series. Leonardo DiCaprio's Appian Way Productions has signed a multi-year first look deal with Sony Pictures. Sony Pictures chief Tom Rothman said of the deal, quote, "At Sony, we feel like we just landed a rare goat deal. As Michael Jordan and Tom Brady are to basketball and football, so is Leo to film." The streaming service Peacock has announced that they will be producing an 8-episode limited series adapted from the young adult novel One of Us is Lying, telling the mysterious story of how 5 students enter detention one day while only 4 make it out alive. The series is set to premiere sometime in 2021. Elizabeth Moss is once again pairing up with Blumhouse to star in and produce the long-sought-after Mrs. March film adapted from the Virginia Fieto novel. Also in Blumhouse news, the top horror studio has announced a new 8-film anthology series with Amazon Studios. Each of the films deals with the common themes around family and love as redemptive or destructive forces. The first 4 films in the series will be out later in 2020. Looking ahead to this week, there's one thing dominating the entertainment world, and it is the DC FanDome event. The brand new interactive all DC properties one-day con is set to go off for 24 hours on August 22nd, and the packed panel schedule has been released. Highlights include cast reunions of the Suicide Squad, Aquaman, and Shazam, and the vast DC CW television universe. And one of the biggest rumors of the DC FanDome is that Matt Reeves' The Batman will screen its first public footage since filming began. The Batman panel will take place at 5:30 p.m. Pacific time in the Hall of Heroes Dome. Let's close it out with a quick run-through of some new trailers. Netflix released the first trailer for their searing drama, The Devil All the Time. Starring Tom Holland and Robert Pattinson, the film is set to drop on September 16th. Netflix also gave us our first look at the new police drama, Young Wallander, set to drop on September 3rd. Available now on Apple TV Plus is the new documentary Boys State, chronicling a young adult government convention in Texas. And finally, a pair of theater release firsts. The British horror thriller The Owners, starring Maisie Williams, is set to hit theaters everywhere on September 4th. And finally, we got our first look at the comedy The War with Grandpa, starring Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, Uma Thurman, and Cheech Marin, with no release date set as of this time. Thanks for checking out The Rundown. For more from the Front Row Network, including all of our dozens of shows and our articles and interviews, visit nprillinois.org or search for us on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram with the Front Row Network, and follow us on Twitter at Front Row Reviews with a Z.